Step one, commit to be strong. Remember how I said you must be strong in the ways of the Lord. And this is spiritual growth? Well, we want to help you grow and be strong in the ways of the Lord. As a church leader, it's sad to see so many people give their heart and their life to Jesus Christ and never see them do anything further with their lives. What does God have for you to do? I truly believe the first thing is for you to make a commitment from your heart to do things God's way. The problem is that most people who get saved don't know God's ways, so they don't do anything about it. God has a fabulous future for them, and all they have to do is put a little more time and effort in God, and He'll do the rest. I sincerely hope that you are not a person who, because you don't know what to do, decides to do nothing. Find out what God would have to do for you. Make a commitment right now. So I want to encourage you to be strong in the ways of the Lord. I am sure you already know how to be strong in the ways of the world, but there is a difference in the ways of the Lord and the ways of the world. Be strong in the ways of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my friend, and I thank you for encouraging, strengthening with might by your Spirit in their inward man, that Spirit of God would rise up on the inside and catch hold together with them as they commit to being strong in the Lord. Say it out loud, if you would, please. I commit to being strong in the ways of the Lord. Lord, teach me. I'm yours. Have your way. Amen.